And now it's time for the Wildside News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
In a few days, it will be May, and soon the summer will lure us back onto the trails and beyond. And then we hear the warnings about West Nile virus. It's here. We can't all just lock ourselves indoors, but we want to be smart. What to do? Stay tuned to learn how you can enjoy the outdoors and be safe when we return on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Today we're talking about the complex nature of nature. Yes, life is complex. The entire planet is feeling it these days. Sometimes it feels like a bad performance in the production of a great movie. Wouldn't it be great if we heard a director yell, "Cut! Let's take two! Action!" And do it right. You can take action by calling our guest today at 888-327-0061. And take a moment to send me an email at wildsidenews. Go to the Wildside News website at wildsidenews.com and hit the contact button, and you'll be able to send me an email real easily. You know, it's exciting. My stats double with each show. By the end of the year, everyone in the world will be tuning in to the Wildside News, and that's okay by me. And by the way, thanks to all my listeners, both live and the many who listen when they want to on the archives. If this is your first time listening, be sure to go to the Wildside News website. That's www.wildsidenews.com. I'll spell that, wildsidenews.com. And either click on a show that interests you from the home page, or click on the archives button. There's so much to talk about, and we do it here. I'm noticing more and more international listeners, like from the Netherlands, from Chile, from Norway, to name a few. To all my friends in Norway, I say, Tusen takk. Cut. Today's show touches on the complex nature of nature. Some things go wrong, some things go right. It seems as if we humans get it right more often than not, because we are still here. And it all starts right now. Cut. But first, the news. There is plenty of drama these days in Washington. As I speak, the President and Vice President are answering questions to a closed-door session of the 911 Committee. Now that's drama. There's an Internet tax bill, which is being debated in the Senate today, which could prove to be one of the most sweeping energy bills if passed, one which would clear the way for rapid expansion of energy exploration and development in the West. Paradox. What does an Internet tax bill have to do with the Western open spaces? Well, Senator Pete Domenici is trying to attach a simple amendment known as the Energy Bill Lite to this Internet tax bill. The attachment contains the following and cannot be amended. Prohibit drilling fluids from being considered drinking water pollutants. Allow the Interior Secretary to declare pipeline corridors across public lands without public input, give federal drilling permits 2 years to meet compliance, but grant approval for drilling permits by the BLM in just a few days, establishment of an Office of Federal Project Coordination within the White House to expedite and permit energy projects on public lands, establish a perpetual pilot program to expedite approval of Rocky Mountain energy projects, give the Secretary of Energy unprecedented authority to permit electric power lines across the federal public lands. Cut. Sometimes a bad script needs a good rewrite. You can help with that rewrite by writing your senators, or actually, better yet, you'd better call, because this is being discussed today. You could call the Capitol switchboard at 202 224-3121 and ask for your senator's office and offer your critique on Senator Domenici's script. Cut, rewrite, take three. Drama is a requirement in any good movie. Conflict and resolution makes for a happy ending. Otherwise, we have tragedy from which we all must learn. Our show starts out with drama. All across America, we are hearing about the West Nile virus. Is it really something to worry about? Here in California, we've had two cases, so we don't give it much thought. But in other parts of the country, people are worried about going outside in the evening and heading off into the woods and wonders. Now that's a bad movie. But good movies resolve the conflict for a happy ending. Here to help us understand the West Nile virus is Bridget Atkins, who happens to know quite a bit about West Nile virus. Bridget, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you here. Let's start with a description of just what is the West Nile virus.
Well, it's really good to be here, and I appreciate all your listeners tuning in today to learn more about it. Over the past few years, West Nile virus has become a threat to several states, and it's actually moving to the northwest rapidly. And California is actually an area that we're expecting to be one of the hardest hit this year. West Nile virus, it's spread by the bite of an infected mosquito, and it can infect people, horses, birds, and other animals. Obviously, the risk is higher for 50 years of age or older, young children, and those with weakened immune systems. So it's basically how the West Nile virus happens or occurs is it's in a mosquito, and you get bit, and that's how you get it.
Now, I encourage people who are listening to the show, if you're at the webpage for this show, there's a lot of information, including a map that you can click on and enlarge to show actually where the the frequency of the cases of West Nile virus are. And why don't you talk about some signs and symptoms? How would a person indicate that they might have West Nile virus?
Right. That's a really really good question. It's about estimated that about 20% of the people who've become infected, they'll develop what's called a West Nile virus fever. The symptoms will include, obviously, a fever, a headache, maybe tiredness, body aches. Occasionally, there's a skin rash associated on the trunk of the body or swollen lymph glands. And then the symptoms can get as severe as a high fever, neck stiffness, a stupor, disorientation, coma, tremors, convulsions, etc. So it all depends on what level of the game, so to speak, you're in when it comes to West Nile virus.
So actually the symptoms are very similar to other common problems, and that's part of the problem.
Exactly. And like many illnesses that are out there, you know, different symptoms arise for different illnesses. So it's important to remember kind of what activities you were doing over the past 3 to 14 days, because the infection will last in your system anywhere between 3 and 14 days before it's detected that it becomes an issue. So you need to look at your circumstances and what you've been doing so that when you go and see your healthcare provider at your local physician or your local hospital, you can have a better idea of what to tell them so that they can look for that.
Well, let's say that I found myself with these symptoms. I'm one who typically doesn't go to the doctor a lot.
Right.
I feel myself fairly healthy, and I am fairly healthy, but let's say you got to the point that you said, you know, maybe I better really look into this. Is there any like a really strong indicator that maybe you should pay attention to this?
You know, if on the onset you have you know, the symptoms that we just discussed, and they start to go away in, you know, 2 days or whatever, it's a pretty good indication it's probably just a cold or a flu-like symptom. But if it starts to progress and it keeps getting worse after, you know, a 72-hour period, I wouldn't hesitate. I would go and see a healthcare provider, your own personal care physician, or even a local hospital if it's on a weekend.
Now, the reason I think this is important is because, of course, my objective in life is to get people to really appreciate the wild and to head out and experience nature firsthand.
Right.
And unfortunately, in some parts of the country, people are being advised to stay inside and really not go to those areas, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I want to about what we can do how I can help and you can help to encourage people to get out there and feel safe. But so a person goes, and we'll get to that, but a person goes to a doctor and then there must be a test for it.
Sure, yeah. There's a test that they do, basically, you know, your simple blood test. And they look at your blood and they're able to do what's called an IgM antibody test. And so by doing this blood test, they can determine whether it's positive or negative. The problem or the issue is that currently hospitals, it's not a popular illness right now. It's not like if you had HIV or something like that, where that's just a standard routine test that they do. So it's important that if you go into your physician's office, you ask them, you know, please test me for West Nile virus. I was, you know, in an area heavily infested. I wasn't wearing insect repellent. It might be this. I don't know. It's always good to, you know, empower yourself when you're visiting your healthcare provider and request that test to be done.
That's kind of what I'm talking about. That's writing your own script, you know.
Exactly.
Take control. Let's say you were diagnosed and you had it. What would be the process for recovery?
It varies. Symptoms of West Nile virus, it can last just a few days in the healthiest people, and sometimes it can last several weeks. It just depends on what stage of the game you're in with the West Nile virus. Symptoms of a severe disease could last several weeks, and it also could have neurological effects that could be permanent. So you want to make sure that, like we talked about earlier, if you even remotely think that this is something that you have, don't shoo-shoo that idea. Get yourself into your health care provider, because it could last, you know, just a couple of days, or it could last, you know, a year.
Now, in terms of what the doctor would prescribe, what would he do?
You know,
he or she, I'm going to say.
Right. The specific medications, I think it would vary on you as a person and an individual and what you can and cannot take, you know, your allergies and things like that. Depending on the extent of the disease, they may hospitalize you. You might be dehydrated. They might need to pump, you know, get some fluids in you. And they would have some specific prescriptions for that type of treatment, but it's based on each individual's needs.
Now, actually, the West Nile virus has caused deaths across America. Not a high numbers, but it is a possible outcome. And just if people are looking at the map, you would notice that, for example, the highest incidence of West Nile virus seems to be running right up the middle of the country through Texas. Colorado's
right.
Very high. Nebraska,
right.
San Diego, and SD, and I go San Diego, South
yeah.
Dakota,
yeah.
and North Dakota.
Yes.
Look at that map, folks, and see where your state is. And you have some information now, basis for trying to determine what you should do.
Right.
But let's talk about how you can prevent this, because actually you're with a company called Tender Corp who provides a really great way for us to continue
right.
to feel safe going out. Let's start talking about
right.
those products.
Right. You know, the CDC, which is a great resource of information, cdc.gov, they're wonderful. And the CDC recommends, obviously, that you use an insect repellent when you're outdoors. Even if you're going to be just in your backyard and you're grilling and you're having some guests over, they still recommend that you apply an insect repellent. So Tender Corporation actually are makers of insect repellents and insect bite treatments, and we also have first aid kits. And our website, by the way, has a wealth of information about West Nile virus, about bugs. If you're going on vacation, we have a great map that you can click on, and it'll let you know which bugs are in that specific region and what you should take with you. But our two main products for the insect repellents are our Benz product, and Benz is a DEET-based insect repellent. It comes in a formula of a 30% DEET and a 100. And then we also have our Naturpel and Naturpel Plus products, which is a DEET alternative. The Benz product is, if you're going to be in a heavily infested area, you're going to be going for a longer hike for a longer period of time. You want to be definitely wearing a DEET. You're going to be in a dense wooded area. You're going to be camping, hunting, boating, fishing, that type of thing. You want to apply your DEET. Your Naturpel product is a great DEET alternative. It's perfect for small children, as we don't recommend applying a DEET-based product to young children as their immune systems are still developing. And so we recommend the Naturpel. The Naturpel is great for your, you know, your shorter hikes, your walks to the park. You're playing in the backyard, you're gardening, barbecuing out with some folks, and hanging out at the beach and that type of thing, we recommend the NaturPal Plus.
By the way, obviously, people who are on the website, there's information, you can click on the, I have some pictures of the products as well as
right.
a link to TenderCorp.
Right.
I like to call it TenderCorp. And
yeah.
So the kind of, and then you also have a product which helps after the bite. Why don't you talk a little
right.
bit about that?
If you get stuck outside and you haven't applied your insect repellent or, you know, with your NaturPal, you do need to reapply it as well as with the Benz 30 over a period of time. And if you forget to do that, we have our product called Afterbite, which is throughout the world is well-known product. Afterbite, it comes in three different versions. We have our Afterbite Original, our Afterbite Kids, and our Afterbite Extra. The Afterbite is just, it's an ammonia base, and it helps to speed healing, and it's an insect bite relief from the itching that is caused by mosquito bites. And the Afterbite Kids has the tea tree and eucalyptus and the baking soda in it, which is, and it's soothing. It's a nice cream formula for the kids. And then we also have the Afterbite Extra for those more aggressive stings, those bee stings, those jellyfish, those horrible fire ants that you get. We find that the troops over in Iraq love the Afterbite Extra because it's really helping those guys over there. So.
And we're quickly running out of time. These segments go so quickly. But also, people who go to your website, tell us a little bit about that. We have about 30 seconds left at the most.
Yes. Go to our website, www.tendercorp.com, or you can find it from Wildside News. And right at the top right-hand corner, you'll see a microphone, and it says free samples. You can just click on that, fill out a couple real quick questions, and we'll happy to send you some samples. And that will be active on our website for 1 year for your archive listeners.
Sounds like a happy ending to me. Thanks, Bridget.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And when we return, the adventure continues here on the Wildside News on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.